Hello, everyone. Joining us now, former Packers quarterback Scott Hunter. Scott, good to see you.
Larry,
former
as always.
Teammates,
that's
briefly,
right.
But former
we
teammates.
Were.
Now, Scott, 3 years with the Packers. After that, five more in the NFL with the Falcons, Lions, and Bills. Could you kind of talk about, give us the cliff notes of real life since you left the game?
Leaving the game, I became, as you did, a television sportscaster with the CBS affiliate in Mobile, and of course went off and did some college football, CBS college football, and then some 20 years of that, and now decided to use that degree in finance I got from the University of Alabama, and now I'm a branch manager of the Raymond James branch in Mobile, Alabama.
How about family-wise?
Three children, all of them University of Alabama graduates. One of them is a politician. She's on the state of Alabama school board. The other two in Atlanta. So, and grandsons, and looking forward to bringing them back to Green Bay one day.
Good. Speaking of Green Bay, you come here, Scott, as a sixth-round draft choice out of Alabama, as you mentioned, in 1971. Unusual dynamic at that time, the other quarterbacks on the Packer roster, and correct me if I'm wrong, are Bart Starr and Zeke Bratkowski. And as a sixth round draft choice rookie, you wind up starting like 10 games. Now, what was that whole thing like?
Well, it was interesting. You come up with two guys like that that are just icons, both of them, both Zeke and Bart, icons of the NFL and quarterbacking. And I come up here for a quarterback camp, which Bob Snelker was having in like April or May, and there I sit with Bart Starr and Zeke Bratkowski. Of course, they knew everything there was to know about it, and basically I found out that the quarterback camp wasn't for them. It was for me.
Now, Scott, during that season, and there was injuries and so forth, and you got the opportunity. As a matter of fact, you started your second game, and you went on to start 10 as a rookie. Did you feel enormous pressure? I mean, because you've got Bart Starr sitting there. You got Zeke Bratkowski. Did you feel enormous pressure? Or were you young enough? Well, hey, this is great stuff.
Well, that's interesting. I may have at other places. You know, you played at Alabama under Coach Paul Bear Bryant, so you sort of learned to handle pressure under him. And so playing in Alabama was like a lot like coming to Green Bay. Both of them are institutions in their respective football levels, Alabama kind of like Notre Dame, and then you come to Green Bay, which is I consider the NFL franchise, and it really wasn't a lot of pressure because of the way that Bart and Zeke helped me and handled me and so forth. It really wasn't.
Scott, 1972 season, you're like the official starter, and you lead the Packers to a division championship. What are your recollections of that particular season?
Well, first off, I think that team was one of those teams that gelled. It just came together, and I was probably the weakest link of all of them as a second-year player. But Bart had decided to retire, you know, due to shoulder injuries, and so he was asked to stay on as the quarterback coach and play caller. Well, there I had Bart Starr standing on the sidelines calling the plays, and really it was my shadow, if you will. And so I was just an extension of what Bart was doing and wanted to get done, and so it worked out great.
Had a special backfield then, John Brockington, Matt Lane. I mean, that was serious business. And as a quarterback, did you embrace the fact that you were going to be a run-first team and run second team, or was it a little frustrating as a quarterback?
Well, it worked out, Larry. It's interesting because they were so good. And in fact, John and Mac led the NFL in tandem rushing that year. A little known trivia facts. I would throw an incomplete pass on first down. It'd be second and 10, and I'd call John's 36 outside or 36 slant, and John had gained 9 yards, and I looked like I was a genius. So that was having the running backs like that, both of them. And Matt particularly was a great blocker and also a good receiver. And so I was fortunate to have two guys back there because the defenses simply could not, play, the pass. They had to play the run. Anytime you were there, those two guys, they had to play the run.
So it doesn't end the way you prefer in Green Bay. Did you, over the years, and you played for three other teams, does Green Bay just fit in with the group, or was it special in any way?
I think the way I describe it, when people ask me, when they see my Green Bay Packer pictures on the wall at the Raymond James office, they say, well, you know, you also played for the Falcons. I say, yeah, but once you've been a Packer, you're just like a Marine. Once you've been a Packer, you're always a Packer. And so those years were just magic in my mind.